Good morning, church.
Good morning. 大家早。
I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving.
希望你们都有一个很好的感恩节。
Today's message is going to be the joy and the delight of covenant faithfulness.
今天我们要讲的信息是讲到盟约信实的这个喜爱跟喜乐。
And we'll be in Psalm chapter 1, Psalm 1 today.
是我们一起来看诗篇第一篇。
As I was preparing this message, I was reminded that everybody in the world is all pursuing joy and happiness.
当我在预备这个信息的时候，提醒了我，就是我们在这个世界上，不论在任何地方，我们都在寻求幸福快乐。
We're all longing for happiness.
我们都在寻找快乐。
No matter what culture you're from or what culture you're living in currently.
不论你是从哪一个，你有什么样的背景，你现在是在哪一个文化当中。
While we spent time abroad in China, we were exposed to different cultural things, including the language.
当我在中国的时候，那时候我们在学不同的文化，也学语言。
Two of the most common decorations that we saw were the 双喜 and the 福。
在那个时候，我们最常看到的装饰就是福跟喜这个字。
One is often translated double happiness, as you see on the right, and the other one, 福, on the left, is translated as blessing.
你们都知道什么字。
So it didn't take us very long to realize what these characters meant.
我们不用花很长的时间就可以能够认出来这两个字是什么意思。
Although there were hundreds and thousands that we had to study and we often forgot them.
但是除了我们有几上百个字我们要去认，然后常常又忘记了。
Because these characters right here are often used during things like a wedding ceremony for the 双喜 and also for the 福 was used during celebration times like Chinese New Year coming up.
因为这两个字常常用在喜庆年里面或者是在特别节日的时候。
But back in America, we also have a pursuit of happiness, right?
在美国我们也是常常强调要去追求幸福。
You see, every culture has its own way of trying to influence us, to teach us,What will make us happy, right?
在世界常常会影响我们，塑造我们，去告诉我们怎么样来寻求幸福。
So they'll tell us you need to achieve happiness and pursue joy, and there are different ways that they prescribe that.
要照着他们所说的来追求所谓的幸福。
And oftentimes we hear in cultures that we have the freedom to choose our own path in order to find happiness.
虽然在我们的文化当中，我们常会说我们可以按照选择我们自己的路线来追寻。
But of course.Every culture has its parameters of what they define will make you happy.
但是在每一个文化的里面，它都有限定某些的因素，你才能够寻求到真所谓的幸福。
The Christian faith too claims that God is good, and that He is the one who's created us to walk with Him for happiness.
但是在基督的信仰的里面，告诉我们，如果我们要得到幸福的话，一定要来寻求神还有他的方式。
And God in the Bible has given us the wisdom to see that there are really only two paths to choose.
神给我们圣经，让我们得到智慧，能够知道怎么样来选择。
There's the way of the righteous ones, and there's the way of those who choose their own path.
这里有讲到两种的方式，一个是义人所走的道路，另外一个是恶人所走的道路。
And this is the main theme of Psalm 1 that we'll be looking at today.
这也就是在诗篇第一篇里面所谈的主要的题目。
You see, God's Word, the Bible, provides us with a key of knowing who God is and what He's like.
圣经让我们看见怎么样能够来认识神，还有他的方式的关键。
It claims that God Himself and His way are right and true and best for our lives.
告诉我们神的方式是真理，是好的，是最好的。
And that God and His way will never lead us astray in terms of finding joy and happiness and peace in our lives.
神和他的道路，当我们能够认识的时候。照着的时候，我们才能够得到真正的幸福快乐。
Yet the world says that you need something other than God and His way to make you happy.
但是这个世界却告诉我们，我们要去寻求在神和神的道路以外的，才能够得到。
That was a temptation that Satan came to Adam and Eve in the garden with.
这也是在伊甸里面撒旦对夏娃的试探。
And it's the same type of temptation that comes to us today, seeking to lure us away from God and His way.
这也是现今所给我们的试探，要让我们远离神。
And Satan came to them and says, "Is God holding out on you?"
撒旦说，神是不是有欺瞒你的事情
？Is He keeping the best from you?
他把最好的保留不给你。
See, this is what Satan came to Adam and Eve in the early days of humanity.
这也是在神创世的时候。 当时啊，撒旦给夏娃跟亚当的试探。
Satan saw what God had made for Adam and Eve and all the blessings that they had before him.
虽然啊，撒旦已经看见了神为亚当夏娃所创造的一切。
If they would simply avoid the tree in the garden that was forbidden.
但如果他们能够避开当时神禁止他们在伊甸园里所吃的那一棵树。
So in the historical account in Genesis, what we see is God using trees as the means by which mankind might exercise their freedom to choose.
我们从创世纪里面我们可以看见神只不过是借着这棵树来操练人怎么样来选择他自己的自由意志。
To choose God, to choose God's instruction, to choose God's way as the best for our lives.
是选择神，神的道路，神的教导是对人来是最好的。
Sadly, though, they chose the one tree out of a multitude.
很遗憾的是，他们在伊甸里面，神所创造这么多的树里面，他们却选择神所禁止的那一棵。
They doubted God's goodness and God's best for them.
他们怀疑神的美善。
Yet God, in all of His wisdom, has had an eternal plan to restore this covenant relationship with His people.
但神按照他的智慧，在他永恒的里面，他有给人能够与他恢复关系的这个计划。
God sought to restore mankind to himself through various covenants. There were God-initiated agreements where he chose to love his people and give us good instruction.
神在他永恒的计划里面，他自己选择主动的与神来和好，他主动的来爱人。
And not only that, but to provide the one who could obey the good law for us, Jesus Christ, his son.
他也帮助了这义人可以来选择来跟从他，也为人预备了耶稣基督。
He is the righteous one who died on a wooden cross, the righteous for the wicked.
这位义人，他为所有的罪人死在十字架上。
And all of this was in order to restore the covenant relationship that we might have with our God.
为的是使得所有的人能够与这位神能够重新的恢复盟约的关系。
So in this passage, in Psalm 1, what we see is covenant faithfulness looked like for the Jews before the Messiah came.
从诗篇第一篇里面，让我们可以看见，对犹太人来说，他们在弥赛亚来之前，义人是怎么样子
？So the righteous ones meditated on God's word.
义人是思想神的话语
，and they delighted in it.
他们也喜爱神的话语。
That means they enjoyed it even more than their most favorite TV show.
他们甚至比最好的这些电视剧还要喜欢。
Of course, they didn't have TV back then.
当然，在那个时候并没有电视剧。
They also sought to obey out of a loving heart by faith being saved, and then living out what their good father instructed them.
他们是出于爱的心来遵守神的话语，借着信心来遵行。
They were like trees planted by a steady stream of water that bore fruit in time.
他们这样做就好像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子。
Sadly, though, the wicked are not so.
但是遗憾的恶人却不是这样子。
They don't have that covenant relationship, restored relationship with God.
他们与神并没有恢复这个盟约的关系。
They don't enjoy God's word, and they don't enjoy seeking to obey Him.
他们并不喜爱神的话语，他们不愿意去遵行。
And in the latter half of Psalm 1, we'll see what happens. There's a warning of judgment that goes out to them.
所以我们在诗篇第一篇的后半段，我们就看见有这个审判的警告，提醒他们。
So let's read Psalm 1.
所以我们一起来念诗篇第一篇。
I'll read it, and you please listen. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And whatever he does, he prospers.
Yeah. 不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。罪人在义人的会中也是如此，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Verse 1 can be summed up to say this: how blessed are those who walk in God's ways.
所以诗篇第一节里面可以用这样子一个来总结，就是讲到从耶和华道路的人是何等有福。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
God, help us, Father, to see how good you are.
神啊，求你来帮助我们看见你是何等的美善。
Help us to see how your ways are good.
让我们看见你的道路是好的。
That you want the best for our lives.
你要在我们生命当中活出那美最好。
And the best is knowing you and walking in your ways.
最好的就是能够认识你按照你的道路而行。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So you say, how blessed are those who walk in God's ways, or you could say, how happy or how joyful are those who delightly live out the covenant with their God.
跟从神的道路人是有福的，也我们也可以说到这些喜爱神的话语的人是有福的。
Can you see the emphasis here?
我们可以看到这边所要强调的是什么吗？
Joy, blessing, and happiness are all found in knowing God and living according to His good design.
不论是快乐、幸福、喜乐，这些东西都是只有在能够认识神，能够遵循他的话语，才能够真正的找到。
For example, in Psalm 133,
就好像诗篇131篇里面所说的
，It says, "Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity."
看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Would anyone disagree that unity and walking together in one accord are better than disunity?
我相信没有人会不同意。和善一起是比这个分离纷争更好。
See, God's way is best.
神的道路是最好的。
And those who walk in God's ways receive the blessings of those who walk with God as they live out their identity as the people of God.
当我们遵循神的话语，我们照着神的话语去做的时候，我们就能够活出这样的神要按照他心意所要给我们的。
And God gives us the grace and the strength to do that.
神给我们恩典，给我们力量，能够来照着行。
In verse 1, it says, it goes on to say that there are those who stand against God and God's way.
在诗篇里面，第一篇里面继续有讲到，有些人是敌对神的。
This group of people is poetically listed as the wicked, the sinners, the scoffers.
这一群的人好像用诗人的这种方式描述他，有讲到是有恶人、有罪人、有亵慢人。
And there are many different ways that the Bible uses to describe those who are sinful and go against God and His ways.
在圣经里面常常用很多不同的方式来描述这些人，他们敌对神。
There are also countless settings and occasions where you see that lived out as they rebel against God.
也在不同的场合的里面看见他们就是活出他们敌对神的方式。
But the righteous ones, they're the blessed ones because they do not go along with these evildoers.
义人是有福的，因为他们并没有照着这些恶人的方式。
They don't listen to the counsel, nor do they practice their ways, nor do they promote the agenda of the wicked.
他们不照这些恶人的计谋，不照着他们的方式不走他们的道路。
And actually, that order is very common both in the lives of individuals as well as in cultures.
确实。我们就常常在这个生活的当中可以看见这样的
Cultural sin works this way.
一个文化当中的这些罪确实是照着恶人的方式。
First, it's taught.
最先呢是教导。
It's taught in the home. It's taught in schools.
就好像是在学校里面一样，他们所得到的教导教育他们。
Then it's modeled.
然后是模造他们，塑造他们。
Then it's promoted and heralded as a good thing.
然后呢，让推广宣传的方式。
We do that in our own lives too, right?
我们在我们的生活当中也是用这样的方式。
We hear or observe things. Maybe it's the people around us.
我们听到，我们看到别人这样子做的方。
Then we begin to practice, and we begin to copy what we see around us, whether it's good or bad.
然后我们就学着他们的样式，我们也开始去做了。
And then oftentimes we defend our sin, and even sometimes promote.The thing that is being celebrated.
然后我们会为我们所做的去反驳，然后我们甚至会去推广宣传这样的方式。
But we as a righteous one can carry out that same pattern.
但是义人呢，也是用同样的这种模式。
So as God's people, what we first seek to do is we seek to long for God's truth in our lives.
首先呢, 是我们听到, 啊, 神给我们的教导。
Then, of course, we seek to obey Jesus Christ, to obey that teaching and live it out.
我们顺从这样的教导, 我们活出来。
And then we promote the truth in our evangelism and in terms of our ministry to one another.
我们运用宣传, 我们就是用, 啊, 传福音的方式, 让别人看见, 能够明白。
While I was studying this passage, I thought about a particular man in the Old Testament.
当我在读这段经，在预备这段经文的时候，特别想到经文里面啊旧约里面的一个人物。
I thought about Ezra.
我想到以斯拉。
Ezra was a scribe and priest who lived this pattern out after his people were in Babylon and then were released to come back to Jerusalem.
以斯拉他是一个文士，他也是一个祭司。 他们是从被掳的这些国家里面回到耶路撒冷，当时他就是活出这样的一个模式。
Because the people of God continued to live in the way of the wicked, God took them from their homeland and placed them in a foreign land.
因为当时以色列人他们活出这个恶人的方式，所以呢，神允许外邦人把他们掳到别的国家去。
They had forgotten God's law, they had disregarded it in their lives, and so they suffered for it.
他们把神的命令给忘记了，他们并没有照着去行，所以。 他们过着这样子一个悲惨的一个生活。
But God is good and faithful, and eventually He brought them back to the land that He had promised them.
但是神是信实的，神还是把他们带回到神所应许给他们的地。
And so Ezra then became one of the men, one of the people who helped bring God's people back to the law, and the law back to God's people.
所以以斯拉就是这样的人，他把带领以色列人回到神的律法，也把神的律法带回给他们。
Ezra 7:10 says, For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to practice it, and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel.
在以斯拉记第七章第四节说到，以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
Instead of going along with the world, he had set his heart to know God's word.
在这里面特别讲到以斯拉，他是定制，他要来考究神的律法。
You see this? He had set his heart to study and to practice God's word.
他在他的心中，他立下这个定制，他就是要来研读，他是要遵行神的律，神的话语。
And then as a good teacher, he was knowing it, but he was also living it and letting the people see it.
他不光是这个很好的老师，他教导别人，他更是自己照着以身作则的行出来。
So in order to practice God's word, he had to set his heart to know this is the most important thing, to know God through His Word and to live it out.
因为要遵行神的话语，他自己就做一个以身作则，他自己先好好的来读，来研究。
So that brings me to the second point.
这里也让我们看见第二点。
How blessed are those who delight, who enjoy God's Word.
喜爱神的话语的人是有福的。
How happy are those who enjoy God as they encounter Him in His Word?
当他们愿意在神的话语面来接触神的时候，是何等快乐的一件事情！
But as soon as we start talking about getting into God's Word, automatically people, Christians, begin to think, "Oh no," and they feel guilty.
当我们讲到我们要来亲近神的话语的时候，很多时候我们基督徒就觉得有内疚。
They think, oh, I've missed my quiet time this morning or the last week or 2 weeks, and they feel like, oh, here's another message, and they feel guilty.
我过去最近一段时间我都没有来亲近神的话语。Don't
go there.
我们不要有这样的一种想法。Don't
get weighed down by this.
我们不要轻视这样的情况。Just
rest in the grace that you have in Christ.
我们要 把我们自己放在我们已经有耶稣基督里面所给我们的这恩典。
You know, there's grace even for sometimes our lack of desire for God's word, and grace for our not being in God's word.
这样的恩典其实也是要给我们，当我们对于神的话语我们没有渴慕的时候，我们没有来读神的话语的时候，神也还是把这恩典给我们。
His grace is new every day.
神的恩典是每天都是新的。
Every day you can have a new start in your life in Christ.
在我们耶稣基督里面的生命，每一天都是新的一天。
Now at the same time, I do want to ask a question.
在同样这个时候，我也要问大家一个问题。
Why is it to some of us, sometimes, I think all of us, why has God's word come across as boring?
为什么有时候我们读神的话语是觉得很枯燥的？
I think for some of us, it's because we haven't developed that habit yet.
我想很有可能其中一个原因就是我们并没有养成习惯。
I remember like as a child growing up and seeing my father every morning at 5:30 or 6 in the morning reading God's word and praying.
我记得我小时候我看到我父亲每天清晨早上六点七点的时候他就是五点六点的时候他就是来读神的话语。
And he probably prayed for me that one day I would have a similar habit.
他可能当时也在为我祷告让我也能够养成像他有这样的习惯。
But some of you maybe don't have that example.
也许我们当中我们并没有这样的一个榜样在我们的生命当中。
By the way, you don't have to do it in the morning.
我们不一定只有在早晨才能够这么做。
I'm more of a morning person anyway, so.
不管怎么样，我自己是比较属于是早晨的人。
But I want you to encourage you to set aside time every day to absorb God's word into your life.
我们要把时间分别出来，以至于我们可以沉浸在神的话语里面。
Even if it's only for a few minutes that you have time to concentrate.
即使是只有几分钟的时间，但是我们可以。能够专心在神的话语上。
Ask God for discipline to give you self-control to do it, and to ask others to help you do it with them.
我们求神给我们能够自制力，也能够让别人来帮助我们。
A Christian meditating on God's word is so important for Christians. Maybe it's because you just don't understand it.
也许我们就是不明白神的话语对我并没有帮助。
So important thing is to come to God and ask Him for the Holy Spirit to teach you, or ask another Christian to help teach you what God's word means.
所以很重要是我们来到神的面前，求神、求圣灵来帮助我们，甚至其他的基督徒来帮助我们。
Here's another thing I've found is that some Christians don't actually think it's very relevant to their lives.
很多时候，有些基督徒认为神的话语跟他的生命生活是无关的。
But I think what you need to realize is that God's word actually defines for us what ought to be relevant, what ought to be most important in our lives.
事实上是神的话语它来定义什么是跟我们有关的。
You might be thinking, you know, which grad school should I go to?
可能我们在想是哪一个研究所我要去就读。
You don't know, you don't think that that's in the Bible.
可能我们认为圣经里面并没有说这样的话告诉我们。
It doesn't.
事实上也没有。
But here's the thing. God cares about our hearts longing for Him and wanting His will in our lives.
但神更在意的是我们的心是不是有渴慕他，有没有愿意来遵行。
To live for Him and to be on mission for Him and with Him.
活出他的生命，能够活出他所给我们的使命。
God will direct you in terms of what grad school you need to go to.
神他会来带领我们，引导我们哪一个研究所我们应该去。
Submit to Him and ask Him to lead and guide. He will.
当我们愿意降服在他面前的时候，寻求他的带领，他就会带领。
Another possible reason is that you in your life haven't sensed the Holy Spirit apply God's word to your life in a powerful way.
但另外一个可能性就是我们并没有让圣灵很有能力的将神的话语应用在我们的生命当中。
And I think some of this has to do with are we coming humbly before God and are we spending enough time and God's word to actually hear from Him.
主要的症结的问题是我们自己是不是有花足够的时间，我们有没有谦卑来到神的面前。
You know, God will speak to you through His word.
神会透过他的话语来对我们说话。
But don't go down the road of a mystical reading of Scripture.
不要想到用一些奥秘的方式来接近神的话。
What's most important is that we understand the plain and normal reading of Scripture. Just like sometimes you read a textbook, you understand what it's saying and ask God to apply it to your life.
而是用很直白的方式就是来看神的话语是怎么说的，而不是就好像我们在读教科书的时候也是这样子从这个字他自己的意思来看。
Except it's different from your textbook. God wrote it and it's alive, it's active.
跟我们教科书不一样的是神在这本圣经上所说的是又真又活的。
The most important thing that God wants in your life is for you to be saved and to be transformed into the image of His Son. That's the most important thing.
最重要是神要借着他的话语来使我们得拯救，使我们被更新变化。
So God certainly will do that.
神是一定会这么做的。
One last possible reason.
另外一个可能性。
Sometimes I think it's because we're numbing our minds with the things of this world.
很多时候我们让世界事情麻痹了我们的思绪。
We're too distracted by so many things that are going on.
我们被周遭正在很多的事正在发生的事情所分心了。
And sometimes even the good things in our lives that we have, we can put down for a season, not legalistically, but in pursuit of God.
甚至有的时候我们让这些好的事情我们暂时可以把它放下来，并不是用一个律法教条的主义的方式。
And I have to ask myself sometimes, you know, do I need to turn off the TV or my computer so I can just spend time to worship and pray?
有时候我也是在提醒我自己，有时候我需要把电视关掉，把电脑关掉，所以我可以花一段时间来敬拜神，来思想神。
Yeah, I think about Jesus and how oftentimes he didn't have all these distractions, but he still would go away from the crowds.
即使耶稣在当时并不像现在有那么多让他分心的事情，但同样的他还是离开群众到旁边能够安静他的心。
Jesus is God, and yet he still needs to get away and spend time with his Father.
耶稣他自己就是神，但是他仍然要分别出一段时间来跟父神在一起。
He knew that there were times where he needed to rest his mind and his body and to go to God in prayer.
因为他知道他的身心都需要有段时间能够安静下来。
Don't look at the Bible as a mere rule book.
不要把圣经看成是一本教条的书。
This is not how the righteous person in Psalm 1 would have done so.
这并不是在诗篇里面所说的义人所行的方式。
They would have seen God's law as a way to understand who God is and to seek to know Him and to live for Him.
义人是要来明白神，来明白神的话语，知道他的心意，然后追寻他，照着他的话去行。
And I want that to be the same yearning for our hearts too.
这也是我们心里面所要有的这个渴慕。
It's just like in verse 3 where it describes what this looks like, which is a tree.
就好像这第三节里面所说的，就好像一棵树一样。
It says, He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And whatever he does, he prospers.
就好像一棵树栽在溪水旁一样，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所行的尽都顺利。
The man or woman of God that soaks in God's word and seeks to live it out, they're like a tree.
属神的男人跟女人是把自己沉浸在神的话语的里面，就好像一棵树一样栽在溪水旁。
Christians are like trees that have been planted by God.
基督徒就好像是被神所栽种的一棵树。
We have roots that are good and that we do indeed bear fruit.
我们有我们的很好的根，所以我们能够结出果实出来。
God provides the water for our roots.
神为我们的根来供应我们所需要的水分。
Yeah, in this psalm, the word that is used for the river or the water here is an irrigation canal that provides a steady stream of water for the root.
在经文里面说到，就像一棵树栽在溪水旁，这是讲到是不断的供应的这样所需要的水分。
God will continue day by day to provide water for your roots to grow and to be led by Him.
神会天天来供应我们我们的根所需要的水。
Sadly, though, many Christians don't know how to grow.
很遗憾的是，很多的基督徒并不知道怎么样来成长。
Many remain never having experienced being discipled by someone.
很多人并没有经历到怎么样能够被其他的人能够来带领他做门训。
Sometimes they even in their own strength will try to work harder to produce fruit.
很多人是靠着自己的力量想要来结出果实。
Have you ever seen a branch trying to like grunt really hard?
有没有看到枝子他自己非常努力的想要靠自己来结出果子。
You haven't, because that's not how they work.
因为这并不是我们没有看见这样的情况，因为在自然界就不是这样子。
But sometimes that's how Christians are trying to just grit it out and do their hardest for God.
很遗憾是很多的基督徒，我们就是凭着自己的努力想要来结出果子。
And sometimes they do a good job, and sometimes they mess up.
也许他们有时候做得好，但是更多的时候他们却错失了。
And then they get discouraged.
然后就很挫折。
So how do we really see growth in our lives?
我们怎么样看见我们的生命能够结实，可以成长？
First thing you need to do is rest in the reality that in Christ you are like a tree that has strong roots.
一个很重要的就是我们能够把我们自己安息在耶稣基督的里面，我们有一个坚固的这个根。
That's a faith matter. That's an identity matter.
这就是信仰的重要性，这就是我们的认同的重要性。
Second thing to do is let God's word water your roots.
我们要让神来浇灌，来供应我们的根。
Let it run through you often.
让它能够常常的来流到我们身上。
Ask God to continue to give a heart to be in His word and to light in Him.
求神给我们一颗心，我们能来渴慕啊，喜爱他的话。
Delight in the God who saved you and rest in that salvation.
喜爱神，他是会来拯救我们，他会啊来救赎我们。
Stop hurrying. Stop hurrying. In your walk with God, stop trying to hurry up and make it happen.
不要揠苗助长的方式让自己很快的就成长起来。
Rest in Christ.
而是要把自己啊放在耶稣基督里。
Stop trying to rely merely on your own self-discipline.
不要用我们自己的力啊，靠着意志力来行。
Rest, delight in the Word that washes and nourishes you.
藏身在耶稣基督里面，让他来供应我们。
And then go bear fruit.
使得我们就自然的就能够啊结出果实出来。
The fruit will come. Notice what it says.
这果实是一定会来会结实出来的。
It says that the fruit will be yielded in its season.
如经文所说的，按时候结果子。
There's a growth process that you're going to see. It's just going to take time.
就好像结果子一样，它是按照节期的，所以一定有它的时间。
But your leaf will not wither. You will persevere.
我们一定就是要啊坚持，才能够结出果子。
God will accomplish His work in you. Believe that.
神一定会在我们的生命当中来成就他的计划。
And rest in that good news.
我们要把我们自己放在这个神好的信息的里。
John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
在约翰福音十五章里面讲到，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。你们要看一下经文，
他很厉害。15:5。
15:5说到，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Then in verse 8, Jesus again says, My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
在第八节说到，我父就因此，第八节就说到，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
We are in Christ as believers, and we can and will bear fruit.
我们是在耶稣基督里面成为他的门徒，我们会结出果实出来。
And Jesus says these things so that we might experience the fullness of God's joy in our lives.
所以在这边讲到，我们可以在基督耶稣里面来经历神所要给我们的丰富。
If we are in Christ and His Word is in us, we will bear fruit.
当我们在基督里面，我们在他的话语里面的时候，我们就会结果。
In whatever we do, we will prosper according to God's will.
正如神的计划，凡我们所行的，尽都顺利。
In OIF this year, we've been having the leaders read through a book by someone named David Powlison.
在国际堂里面，我们的领袖一起来读一本书。
It's called How Does Sanctification Work?
这一本书是讲到成圣是怎么样起作用的。
It's like a Christian counseling book, but it really helps Christians to see how do I grow up.
这看起来好像是一本辅导的书，但是实际上是帮助我们自己怎么样能够来成长。
And in it, he mentions five ways, as you can see him, of a way that Christians are supposed to grow up in their walk in Christ.
在这本书里面有讲到五种方式，我们可以能够与主同行成长。
It's not a simple formula for how if you just do these things, then it will work out for you easily.
这并不是一种定型。一种公式，只要我们照着这五点所行，就会有这样的结果。
It's different things at different times for different people that will help them grow up.
而是不同的人在不同的情况下会帮助他能够来成长。
And God will produce what He's after in our lives, which is being conformed to the image of Christ.
神会帮助我们成长，使得我们能够更像耶稣基督或他的样式。
So here's the first one. It is the fact that God is at work in our lives.
第一个是讲到神在我们的生命当中，他仍然在做工。
He is the one, He is our author and the finisher of our faith.
他是我们的生命的创造者。
He won't forsake you in your walk. He won't leave you.
他不会离弃我们。 他与我们同行。
He will help you to grow and to be an overcomer.
他会帮助我们成长, 让我们克服。
The second thing is God's word and God's truth is at work in your life.
第二个是讲到神的道路, 神的真理, 啊, 是与我们同在。
And of course, that's more the focus of today's message in Psalm 1.
这也就是我们, 啊, 所读到的诗篇第一篇所告诉我们。
The third thing is that God uses wise, godly Christians to come alongside of us to help us grow.
第三点是讲到神会, 啊, 让有智慧的, 属神的这些基督徒, 啊, 在我们的旁边与我们同行。
And that's part of the reason why we emphasize so much discipleship and being in community with each other, is helping each other grow.
这也就是为什么我们在教会里面这么强调要门徒训练，我们一起能够在主里面成长。
The next thing, the fourth thing is that we grow as a result of our trials and our suffering.
第四点是讲到，即使是这些挣扎、这些苦难，也是在帮助我们成长。
And so as I was preaching this morning, we're talking about happiness and joy, and some people are suffering greatly, and they're thinking, how can I have happiness in the midst of what I'm going through right now?
今天我们是讲到幸福快乐，可能很多人正在这些挣扎当中，我怎么可以有幸福快乐呢？
But realize this, that God is still working in you in the midst of your pain.
但我们要记得，即使我们在痛苦当中，神仍然在帮助我们成长。
William Cooper wrote in a hymn, God moves in a mysterious way.
有一首诗是讲到神用奥秘的方式，他仍然在做工。
In this it says, Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head.
这里讲到这首歌词讲到胆怯的圣徒刚强起来，你所畏惧的密云是神巨大的怜悯，将成为赐福降临。
God will turn tragedy and difficulty in our lives as a means of growth.
神在我们生命当中去面对经历这些悲惨的事情，是为了要帮助我们能够成长。
And we cry out to Him and we grieve. Even by faith, we can grieve sometimes and then struggle. Sometimes even for long seasons.
我们可以来呼求神，甚至我们可以凭着信心，我们人有伤心。 我们能够来呼求神来让我们看见。
But we must continue to walk by faith in the midst of our pain.
但我们在经历的痛苦当中，我们要仍然是凭着信心来与主同行。
But that's the last emphasis here is we must have our own choice to respond obediently.
这也就是第五点所说的，我们要自己做这个决定，我们愿意顺服的来回应神。
So then let's go to our outline.
所以我们又回到我们来看我们的大纲。The
righteous ones are those who pursue God and God's ways and are joyful.
义人都是这些寻求神和神的道路，而且是在当中是喜乐的。They
delight in God's word and they meditate on it.
他们喜爱神的话语，他们思想神的话语。And
they're like prosperous trees.
他们就像茂盛的树。Yet
the wicked are like chaff.
而这些恶人，他们就像糠皮一样。
They have no root and no fruit.
他们没有根，他们没有果实。
And they will be separated from God and His people.
他们会与神与他的子民隔离。
So let's look very briefly this morning at the wicked ones as they're contrasted with the righteous in this passage.
在诗篇第一篇的经文里面，让我们看到恶人与义人的对比。
Instead of being like fruit-bearing trees, they're like chaff who will be destroyed with the wind of the breath of God.
这些恶人就不像义人一样，他们 就像康比一样被风所吹。
The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff, which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
恶人并不是这样，乃像康比被风吹散，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。恶人在义人的会中也是如此。 因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。So
to stick with the tree analogy, they're like trees that have been chopped down.
就好像是这个树在溪水旁的这个比喻一样，恶人的树他们是被砍掉的。It's
like the Christmas trees I saw outside of Kmart this past week.
就好像是圣诞树我在 Kmart 当中所看到的圣诞树一样。
So once you buy a Christmas tree, what do you do once you bring it into your house?
当我们买一棵圣诞树回到家的时候，你第一件事情做什么？
Well, what we had to learn was we hoped that it actually would fit in our house.
我们所学到的经验，第一个是要确定这棵树是可以放到家里面的。
One time we got one that was too big.
有一次我们买的树太大了。
So the branches were like poking into the sofa and things like that.
所以这些树枝呢就伸到这些沙发上面。
You know, the trees look smaller on the outside of the house, right?
要知道树在房子外面看起来是比较小的。
But once you bring them in the house, you put them in water, right?
当你把圣诞树带到家里面的时候，第一件事情就是要让有水。
The reason you do that is because you know that the tree is already doomed.
因为你知道这些树已经被砍下来了。
The axe has already chopped the root, as the biblical expression.
就好像圣经所说的，他们的根已经被砍掉了。
And so then after we put it in the water, then we begin to put the ornaments on the tree.
当我们下面有水的时候，然后开始就把装饰品放在上面。
And then the baby takes them off.
然后孩子们就把他们拿下来。
But as we put the ornaments on,we seek to make the tree beautiful. We know that it's dead and it's going to be thrown out in a matter of weeks.
我们开始放很多的装饰品，看起来很漂亮，但是我们知道这最终究这棵树会被拿掉，因为它是一棵死的树。
Now, of course, we don't talk about this with our children.
当我们并没有这样子来告诉我们的小孩。
That's just kind of morbid and weird.
因为这样子会让他们觉得很奇怪，让他们很不舒服。
But it's true, the tree's already dead.
但是实际上是这棵树已经死了。
There's no root, and it's only a matter of time before we throw it into the dump.
这棵树并没有根，所以迟早或早或晚一定会被丢掉的。
I hope that you can still enjoy your Christmas trees this season.
我希望即使我这样说，你还是能够很喜欢你的圣诞树。
But as Jesus was entering Jerusalem in Matthew 21, he cursed the barren fig tree.
在马太福音二十一章里面说到，当耶稣进入到耶路撒冷的时候，他咒诅一棵无花果树。
There was no fruit on it, and so Jesus cursed it so that there never would be fruit.
因为这棵无花果树并没有结果实，所以耶稣就咒诅它，不再会有果实。
So he was speaking against the false religion during their time, the people who maybe even had the right things, but their lips honored God, but their hearts were far from God.
耶稣是借着这个无花果树是来指责这些假的教老师，因为他们虽然是敬拜神，但是他们心却远离神。
So in Psalm 1, we see in wisdom literature what we then see in narrative form in Matthew 21 almost.
所以我们在诗篇第一篇里面可以看到用诗的这样的描述，但在马太福音二十一章你却可以看到一个真实情况。
But then it comes down as a warning to us, right?
是给我们一个警告。
Are we honoring God with our lips but not with our lives?
我们是不是只在嘴唇上敬拜我们的神，我们的心却远离他。
You know, some people's good works are like trying to staple apples to an apple tree that's already been cut down.
很多人只是想要像一棵已经被砍下来苹果树上的苹果。
That's doubly sad.
这样子是更加让人遗憾。
Verse 6 in Psalm 1 is very clear that God sees every single heart very, very clearly.
在第六节，诗篇第一章第六节很清楚地让我们看见神知道每一个人的内心。
He can see if there truly is a root there, a strong root.
他很清楚地看见这个人是不是有一颗根，很强壮的这个根。
He can see if the fruit is from having abiding in Christ,or whether it's stapled, fake, man-made.
他们的果实是与耶稣这棵葡萄树是连结在一起呢，还是它只是一个虚假的一个果实？
In the end, God will judge the wicked.
最后的时候，神会审判恶人。
They will be separated from God, and they will not be His covenant people.
他会与神还有神的人分离。
Yet God is offering salvation today.
神在今天仍然把救恩要赐给我们。
We can turn to Him and enjoy the blessings, the joy and the happiness of knowing God and being a part of His family.
我们可以回转归向他，可以知道当我们与神成为神的家人的时候，可以得到这个幸福快乐。
And for Christians, we are God's covenant people.
我们基督徒，我们是神盟约的子民。
And I pray that especially during this season, we would experience the joy and the delight of being God's covenant people.
我祷告我们在这一段这个季节的时候，我们可以享受我们成为神盟约子民的快乐。
Let's delight in God's word. Let's walk in God's ways. Let's enjoy God's grace and God's presence in our lives.
让我们能够喜爱神的话语，让我们能够成为神的子民喜乐，然后我们可以享受他给我们的恩典，照着他的话而行。
And as a church, let's continue to be like an orchard of apple trees that works together and prays together for God's will to be done.
让我们一棵教会就像一棵树一样，我们能够来遵行神的话语，能够来教导神的话语。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
God, we do pray that you would help us to see how wonderful you are, that you are so much better than everything in this world.
神啊，求你来教导我们，让我们能看见你比世界上一切的更加美好。
Help us to be like the righteous one who meditates on your word and lives it out.
让我们能够帮助我们能够成为义人，能够活出你的话语，成为你的形象。
Help us, Father, to work together to obey you as a church.
帮助我们能够一起能够在教会里面同心的一起能够遵行的话语。
Help us to pray for those who are still on their own path and walking far from you.
特别是能够来帮助这些仍然照着自己的道路而行，远离你的。
God, give us grace today as we proceed in our meeting.
求你给我们恩典，让我们能够继续今天的这个崇拜的进行。
Lead, guide, and direct your church.
你自己来引导，来教导这个教会。
We thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. 接下来我们要来欢迎。有24位的弟兄姐妹，他们愿意成为教会的一份子，加入成为会员。
So now we want to welcome the 24 brothers and sisters who are going to be joining our fellowship, our family.
他们